Welcome to Nostalgia Minute for March 13th. I'm Tina.
And I'm Julia.
Today in Disney history, we'll be traveling back to the year 1969, where we fall in love with a bug named Herbie. Today in 1969, one of the first self-driving vehicles, Herbie the Love Bug, premiered at theaters. The Love Bug was originally brought to life from a book called Car, Boy, Girl, written by Gordon Buford in 1961. One of the eight original Herbies from the 1969 film included a Porsche engine, and each were rigged to perform different stunts. Whether the vehicle was designed to drive backwards, shake, or be split into two, Herbie was there to save the day. When asked in an interview, star Dean Jones indicated that the reason number 53 was used for Herbie was because producer Bill Walsh used the jersey number from baseball legend Don Drysdale.
The West Coast premiere was held in Hollywood on March 26, 1969, and included a fundraiser for the Maude Booth Family Center in order to build an apartment complex in North Hollywood that was designed to house one-parent families. The after party, the Bug House, was held across the street from the theater in an underground garage that featured an open bar, music and dancing, along with party favors. The stars from the movie attended amongst the 1,500 plus guests that evening, including Cher and Disney.
The movie features quite a few stars of that time. Dean Jones, a Disney movie veteran, stars as Jim Douglas and Michelle Lee as Carol. Dean Jones would be nominated for a Golden Laurel in 1970 for the male comedy performance for the film. Michelle Lee, while this was her first Disney film, has had a long-standing Hollywood career. Jim Douglas's nemesis in the movie was played by David Tomlinson. Like Dean Jones, Tomlinson would also star in his share of Disney films, including Mary Poppins. Comedian Buddy Hackett, who played Tennessee Steinmetz in the film, also narrated a Walt Disney Studio record called The Story of the Love Bug.
On March 23, 1969, Disneyland hosted Love Bug Day at the park. The movie promotion encouraged Volkswagen owners to enter a contest to beautify your bug. It could win you a new one. The contest was limited to 300 entries in four categories: psychedelic, personality, toy-like, or comical, where 25 winners were chosen for each category. Contestants were staged in the parking lot of Disneyland to decorate their VWs for judgment before heading into the park. Once you were one of the 100 chosen, the finalists were led through a construction gate behind Pirates of the Caribbean before being paraded down Main Street and ending up in front of It's a Small World. There, the grand prize winner was presented with a brand new Volkswagen Beetle by Dean Jones and Michelle Lee. The winners were later invited to the premiere party where they featured the winning vehicle. Also on this day for March 13th in 2015, the live-action remake of Cinderella was released into theaters.
Now it's time to say goodbye, so for Nostalgia Minute, I'm Tina.
And I'm Julia, and we'll see you real soon.
To contact Nostalgia Minute, email minute@nostalgia.com. Some music files provided by fbbts.com. Nostalgia Minute is copyright Nostalgia, LLC.